You have two days once in a row, so you don't have to have them in between. Normally the person who's going to buy the phone is going to say, I've got a lot of that. So that's going to be the problem. So the second one is that I'm not doing it.
And the normal person was very young too, because he makes a block of activities.
I'm not
going to
be a separate. That's going to be a separate block.
Yeah.
And the normal circumstances, he buys the phone, then he's going to say, then he's going to say, I've got a lot of that. That was a shadow in my ear. And we passed it on this. and the person can't afford the wine. So he wants to enhance his avdolah to say, I'm not with the shitty bedakki, and not say avdolah to see that. Because what he's going to say avdolah to you will be late, so it's going to be a shash brother of avdolah on the eye. Or she keeps saying, no, let me say, but the more to focus on my on the top line, and I'm doing great. When he's on my lay, so the love is ready to shine up. He said, you say both in the same time. Just like Yiddish, Yiddish, Ma, Yiddish, I'm about to have to explain to the Kaddish at Hasso. But you know, he says, I'm going to the Tzimo, no one has to repeat the Yiddish. You know, he says, Yiddish the Tzimo. No one has to repeat the Yiddish, Allah, Yai, Allah, Kos. Well, I'm about to, I'm to explain to him, what's going to happen. You know, he already said, I'm going to the Tzimo, he should recite again, I'm going to the Kos. That was the shayla. What do you do with the argument I brought up there? What are you accomplishing here? Well, why should he say the same brother twice? That doesn't make any sense. That's what I thought of ancient games many years ago. James, he used to have your type. I'm doing a shot. I'm doing a shot. The Kiddush with Abdullah, let's say Abdullah between Abdullah and Yahya, so the Kiddush, the Abdullah, the Tzimo is just, the Kiddush between and Abdullah between, so he has even listened to Abdullah and Shabbos and Shabbos and Tatcha, the Chayyar Alayn, the Chayyar Alayn is himself to be Tziyas, and the Ramam says, I'm going to tell you, so he needs to dwell in, the Yahya, the Kiddush and Abdullah and Abdullah. The whole of the Indian of our class is only in Abdullah. So, to recite the Kiddush between and Abdullah between, that's what the purpose of fulfilling it into the life of Zechreyu. Zechreyu because says B'tiyos. What is the purpose of the Kiddush Alayayim and the Hazal Alayayim? That's what I'm saying. She pointed out, you have many rites in the Gemara. Take for example, one is not permitted to eat before you bench Esrik. The Mishnah is cooking. And what if the person did eat before he benches Esrik? So the Mishnah says, what if he didn't, he doesn't expect to get an Esrik? And then he sits down and he's eating. With the meal, they bring him an Esrik. So the Mishnah discussed, and the other says, does he have to be masked in the middle to bench Esrik? Okay, wait till the end. But would anybody have a habit to think that since he started to eat before he benches Esrik, it was the strange man doesn't bench Esrik anymore? No! The whole prohibition of eating before you bench Esrik, before you live to kids, you shouldn't forget. But if he went ahead, he went to make it, to shake it, to heck, or whatever was, and he ate before he benched Esrik. There's more happening to think that he can't fulfill the mission to a shaker later, fulfill the mission to a shaker later. So how can it be a machlechi from the last parish himself? And some Amoraim hold that Torah ain't a machlechi, and Torah made him out of. If a person ate the shogig or the mazid, whatever, before he said Kiddush, before he said Havdala, like our cause, so he left the church and he doesn't say the Kiddush Alayayim, or doesn't say Havdala Alayayim. It doesn't make any sense. It's the whole prohibition of eating before the inner mitzvah that you shouldn't forget to do the mitzvah. But even if you want to have any egg, why should he forfeit? Why should he lose the chance of doing it? So Mr. Murakot, I claim, will point this out. Mr. Murakot, I know the Sefer. We talked about the demon of the Seder. They quote this out. They say, even though we pass in the Torah, we have to, Torah is Mekadesh, we pass in the Torah, and stay in the head of the day, stay to the Shaggy, whatever the case was. The person went ahead and waited, before he said Kiddush Alayayi, before he said Abdel Alayayi, so that there is, that he still has the right to say Kiddush Alayayi, but still no more. Yeah, that would be enough of the thing to indicate that if it was something more, the thing of not even before the Kiddush Alayayi, and not even before that, but I mean something more than that, even before Esrik Benchmark, and not even before Tiershev. But the Mishnah Brewer is an earlier list, and he just points out that the Sidra is something nobody doesn't spell out well. So I said, let you quote it from the Bira Gros. It's an interesting Bira Gros. Bira Gros says, we have a little that we call Shefer HaKadoshel, the whole 30 days of HaKadoshel, with the exception of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why are Hashem done with the Shaker? I mean, I said it's just too easy. One time they give us the good lab, he can use the Sultan. And another time that they give it, he's going to have the little. He can use the Shaker, he can use the Shaker. That's all good in the middle of the Shaker, so the Shaker. Tell me, I'm really going to do the right. It's not a few things that I did. I should have been out of the Shaker that we are doing the Shaker. An idea, they will have the excuse they should excuse the Kaito, the Master Glenda and Erev Hashanah Yom HaShoker. So the Bira Gros writes, what is the motive for that idea? That you should be Mavdir, my eyes can read, because they were able to have quite far in the speech, and they were not intentional reading, saying the ocean was quite familiar, saying ending. Why you first say that you can move it, because you should not have to go out with us. So whatever it means, we don't know exactly. Different condition, but the Gemara state as Iranians it confuses them. We are the rock in the Gemara for such a comfort. People in the Havda, but you reshoot for labor. So then you are grow and look at there, but she shown a point at the mock Iranians from the din of Havdala, from the din of Havdala, that you not let it eat before Havdala. So you can have Gemara, what do you mean I'm not eat for the Rajbam rides? Because eating food on Shabbos is a kid on his brother on the Shabbos, eating food on the weekday, but it's before Shabbos, after Shabbos, that's Achim is the issue. The whole idea of reciting Kiddush a la Kors, or Abdel a la Kors, is Kiddush a la Habdel, then Achim is the issue, it's Achim is the Chayva. You want to demonstrate that everything that I ate all week long, up until the food is Friday afternoon, that's where we should. And then when you say Kiddush a la Yaya, I say, you can't la Habdel, whatever I'm going to eat, it's going to be Achim is the Mitzvah. And then whatever you eat on Shabbos, Achim is a mitzvah, whether you have a snack or a formula or whatever it has to be. Even more than Shabbos says this, whatever you eat on Shabbos is Achim is a mitzvah, and then you decide how good all across labor, and what to the extent, they will have to the extent that one of them is even more than one. You have to know the past one, that the one you knew even more than one, that's how I made them after. You already ate them the first Shabbos, before you said hi, formula. So you already left it, you already forfeited your opportunity to be mazgur, to make a havdol and a heker, that achil is the mitzvah, that achil is the yeshiv. So you won't get anything out of that. You talk about this, you see, so the Gemara, that's the idea behind it. Apparently, therefore, we pass, perhaps that's a pshat, oh, we pass from over here. It's just like the Kiddush, you do when you say Kiddush, the two of them, the young, the mitzvah, the raisa, the still the million, the rabbanah, until we say Kiddush a second time, Kiddush all occurs, what's the meaning? Today we have the Malachidus and Shem, Malachidus and Mitzvah. So similarly, by Havdol as well. I'm about the Mamza of the place, even though already we said Havdol of the Tzimah. And it was made to the Mitzvah of Zohar and Shabbat, the Lamb of the first book, which says to be Tzimah, the Lahav Skik, the Shetayim. And the Lamb of the Havdol Akkad, so you have to repeat Havdol of the Kod, the Havdol, the Malachidus and Shem, Malachidus and Mitzvah. So that was the Maskar of the Lord, which says Yishon and Melala. The Mitzvah had the Maskar if the person can't afford it, should he, in fact, can he not have done with a few more in order to say that we're all our cost? Because to say it twice doesn't make any sense, but should he say no, he say twice. So there was a machlech if I'm a rhyme, but we pass them that you do say twice. But each one has a machlech. Each one accomplishes something else.
Well, why did our bottom set it up this way to be so strong about the eating before Kiddush or eating before Havdalah? Because it was going to miss the Kiddush and Havdalah. But they do it as a knot, as a warning to people that they shouldn't do it, and then
you don't have to be afraid. No, but you're saying, no, that sheet that we've got out, that the only Indian of saying in Kiddush for Havdalah, and our Yahin is, as a hector, to make a decision, and Havdalah between Achimus and Yishuv, Achimus and Yishuv, and one can really hate. But they went to eat on Friday night. They already started eating on Friday night. So that was after Yishon and Mitzvah. And he didn't have that hacker. He didn't say the Kiddush before. So then this one, Kiddush and Mitzvah, he was already by dominating. The Kiddush they like to hear. And the idea of Kiddush Arayayim, this she called, by all the purpose of Kiddush Arayayim, is only to be mobbed and Achim and Mitzvah. But there's nothing mobbed on. We're already going to shut the thing. So that thing will be accomplished with the Kiddush.
We can understand why we don't pass right out like Kiddush. Why?
because Kiddush is not only for the purpose of being married, but Achilut and Yeshua and Achilut and Yitzchak. Kiddush is also for the purpose of being Kadosh with Sibra, the Shem and Shabbat. Through the Shabbat, yes. But by Kiddush we understand very well. You see, it's Rochelet and Luke's question, how can I have a Machleki from a law in whether after, by the final stage of the Katana, you know, prophets say they were right, so you should make up your mind. If you can afford it, say how they were, like us, and then say the truth. If you can't afford it, then take out that and then say how you said so twice. So how come the other armor men didn't realize that Kiddush, the other one that wrote this? How come they didn't realize that love is discovery? Love is called Rabin, they're just like Kiddush. If they cry, it's not a problem about falling. So it's about those. And some of the interests of Kiddush, they won't understand it. And the second one in Kiddush, namely, so they could never see the Shem, Sula Shabbat, the Tachdol, you know, we're not going to learn a lot of like it. It's not going to be Tachdol, another one.
You have to
usher
it out.
Yeah,
but you put it in the kibbutz, now you have to usher it out.
Yes, but
you have to usher it out. But that's going to be from the law.
From the law.
The first one
is
also the other one to
bring
to take out the
Shabbos. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first time they would see the Shabbos. But what I like in the places before, they could take to the most of the Chol HaKodesh a lot. You don't have a the Shabbos Lachla. If you have to say something, how do you want anybody else who's going to run the big one? He doesn't want to do the Lachla yet. He wants to wait for another while. But he doesn't have an engineer, he doesn't have a million ways away. But he's going to daven with the people and he's going to say after Chayim HaTzalu, but they don't have a lot of limitations from you. And if you look at Shachar, that once you say HaTzalu, the Tzimur, that's the end of the Tzimur Shachar. If you know what I say, it's a big Shachar Chak, and the davening will wish, you know, before you say Shachar, you have to say, the after Chayim HaTzalu doesn't hack up Shachar in the middle of the day. But it hacks up the ability to have to set the Shachar, that's the place to say. If you say after Chayim HaTzalu, so it's the end of Shabbos, so then you can no longer have any Tosef Shabbos. The first minute, I say, when you come, your Tosef Shabbos is over. Because I've been in the Tzima, the Gemara of the Yisra Malacha. That's the end of the Yisra Malacha.
There you go.
Well, of course, it's a totally different thing.
Yeah. There's a question on the Kiddush on Ayayin, the Shidai, the Kawar, the Sibbut, on what was the Sibbut, it's better to have a Kiddush to the Ayayin with the Kiddush. So that would be an indication. That's not the indication, it would seem, that the Kiddush of Ayayin is Kiddush of Ayayin, and not the other way around.
There's two days in the Rajbam in the end of the August 2nd, that is. Why does it seem to call Kiddush the Mahal Kodesh, right? Some say that the Yayin should be a Chash of a Yayin, as Chashim is to the Yayin. And the other sheet is like that because of the Kiddush of the Shayin Kodesh.
Today?
Yeah. Different as that. But you have to have that same part. Everybody else. If you say Kiddush twice, you have to go. Yeah.
Is there also a concept that not only in the Akbola, not the
I'm not going to tell you that's a racist language, yeah. I'm not going to say that you want to have a Havdol, you want to have a Hecker. And I hear the Mitzvah, and I hear that. That's what he means. And so then she used to call him safety terms. So that's what he meant by that term. I'm not the name to be loved, though, but I hear the Mitzvah, I hear the Mitzvah.
Wait a minute, you have the Kislan weight and the Kiddush of the Mabu or by the Mabu. Once you put already in the Kiddush of the Kiddush of the Mabu, Three, as we arrange that you have a belief that Rabbanon was sacrificed before, once you are not going to cover you from the 80 for the Minna Lakot, you will be able to have one that runs the key
over. A brother that you say the tefillah is that Shabbos is over and there's no longer any simulacra, but they said the Shabbos is over. Or it's still... No, but I'm worried that you should make a havdola, a hekel, between Achilas Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, and Achilas Shabbos, Shabbos only grown, which is Achilas Shabbos. But maybe it's after Tachol, that you should say havdola a la kol, not the... make a hekel between these Achilas. So they said you shouldn't eat on the Tzai Shabbos before saying havdola a la kol. If you're going to eat, then you're not going to have this hecker up now, they're on the cut between the Achibus and Lisa, that's in the shoe. Yeah, that was a step that didn't have to eat before. Let's say before the person ventures Esther, the Mishnah says, and still come up, you're not allowed to eat, but the best good thing you can have is to eat with Ismael, to have a little snack in Ismael, but before I go there, even a little snack in Ismael, even have a little snack in Ismael. The last line on them, you know, we didn't learn yet. That's very good day, welcome away. We just did. Last time you learned the Machlokes, so you take twice. And there's one other day, he says, my Yom Erukas Amai, we taught him that we take twice. And the very last line, the Gemara has a strange shadow. Boy, the name of Chizda, the Rapshashis, let's begin in the following case. We learned already in the beginning of Tzivat HaShachar, that to do with a person, by the time we play Shabbos, and if we got this, we're at the Hanan Tonu. That's the Atta Hanan Tonu. We forgot that we have to include Shemona Esrei now. So we might have said you don't have to include Shemona Esrei because it's not about the Hanukkah. I'm just going to do this Hanukkah. So this person says, I'm done with Hanukkah. Now the Gemara has a shayla, boy, the way Rashi is in the Ashrei, let us call Bezu or Bezu. You made the mistake first in Gavini, so we left down Hatta Hanukkah. So what's the difference? He does not have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. He should be sidetracked all on the cut and he'll be into that. Then before he says that Abdel on the cut, he made a mistake and he eats before Abdel on the cut. So what's the thing that he eats before Abdel on the cut? The Machlokes is in Sakhi made Toam Mabil, or Toam, in a Mabil, so we pass the Toam, he's not that, but from the fact that he should be pointed out and he'll mistake us in the fact that there existed such an opinion that Toam, and no matter what, but if you ate something, you lose that kind of snack. Before Abdullah, that you lose your chance to say Abdullah, that shows that even though we don't talk to him, but that Abdullah is sweet. Since Abdullah is not something Abdullah, if you ate before, obviously it would have been a more enhanced Abdullah, would have been a great achievement. Abdullah, if it wouldn't have been before, it's not sound like you're not even before to be a shelter, not even going to the school, that's a hashash that he may suggest in the... and not do the mitzvah world. Here's something more than that. So the Gemara has a shayla, what's the deal? In Torah, Bezu, Mamu. What's the deal? We have such a similar shayla before. Let's see, a person in the middle of the winter is supposed to say the same column of it. So in the middle of the winter, the person forgot. Nice, from the day, I was just in Eretz Yisrael, and he was walking around with that coat. Like in the middle of the summer, the week that I was there, so the summer that now over again. I'm telling you to over the ankle. But I was there, no, that's not what I got to talk about. I'm talking to you a long time ago. It's very nice. Like in the middle of the winter, the weather is so warm, it's like in Florida. So the person forgot to say, you can't tell them that, they're saying the same thing. That is not it. In the middle of the winter, you start saying some time more. The man says you should tell your man's fear. He says, right before Kiyata Shemesh, you're a funky so bad. You should tell me some time more to the book, I'll tell you about that. Oh, then Kiyata Shemesh. What if he forgot and he said, Shemesh, see, look. So the difference is, if he still didn't start to say, he said, same time more to the book, I'll tell you about that. He really started to say. So what do you do? So that's the Machlokes Mishnah, whether you have to go all the way back to Baruch HaLeinu and say the same time what the Jair. Well, he said, no. What if you would have forgotten the Machlokes to say Shmach HaLeinu? You have to say Shmach HaLeinu, by mistake. You said the Baruch before, it's the Machlokes Mishnah, I think, was right before. And then he skips to the place. Like, so even though he has played a little bit later, then he realizes he left that. What say? You go back to the beginning of the Shema. So just go back to Shema Kolein, and you continue from there. So why should one, instead of reading If he forgot to say Talmud in Baruch Amenu, and he may be a Mishnah Nesrei, so he didn't even say Mishnah Kamei. And if he forgot to say Mishnah Kamei, he already taught the end. Why should one say that he has to go all the way back to Baruch Amenu, and then just go back to Mishnah Kamei and say Talmud in Mishnah Kamei? Why should he say so many additional words that are not to that Talmud? That's a Machlokes in Shem. How can it be Machlokes in Shem? As one of those sentences, he should only go back to Shema Kalem. Why did he say all those extra words? But then you shouldn't say that since he made a mistake, and you want to be misakulated, when you're being misakulated, you already have to be misakulated, I'll probably lose the paper. And there's still true a Mishnah in Bolivastra, that the Mishnah says, I think from Bolivastra, Mishnah says, let's say the merchants are selling apples in the store, potatoes, whatever they sell. And you always have in every barrel, every bushel that helps me rob an apple. I buy 10 pounds of apples. And then I come home and I see one or two left now. So I come back to the mayor and I start complaining, I stop moving to rotten apples. So he says, look, anybody knows that there's a certain percentage of rotten apples in there, and you're on the left, can you buy them? So the mission says that that's not a negative place. But what happens if I come home and I find out that 50% of the apples are rotten? That's above the percentage that's then I'm entitled that he should correct it. And I'm excited to how much does he correct it. And he said, look, two rotten apples I could have replicated. Well, I'll exchange all the others. No. The minister said no. Once he really has to make good, so he can't stick him with any rotten apples. No, he made it a miscarriage, he's not allowed to put in one. So then you shouldn't make a pushta. He said that once you have to be misakin already, once you make a shmaramelo, he has to be misakin something, so then you have to be misakin all that time, and then you have to go home back to bed and then pushta. Then you shouldn't make a pushta, so you don't want to tell me. So those who send you insist like that you have to go all the way back to Baruch HaLeinu, it's not sufficient to go back to Shema HaKoneinu and say that that's the pshat of Rishi Mor. You know, as a shayla, tell the Zuhu Bezuhu Nahu, on the first Shabbos, he got in my way, and if you got to say after Chana Tamar, you got to say after Chana Tamar. So that was a din and began to come down to us, I said, you don't speak to Shema Nash, right? You're going to say Abdullah Lekhas anyway. So normally you say twice, Abdullah Bitsuna, Abdullah Kosh, and now you only say one. But then, before Abdullah Kosh, he made a mistake, and he ate. But Abdullah Kosh is an incomplete Abdullah. The deal is that Torah, not the reason why you're eight, you still recite Abdullah, but the king that has all of it is incomplete, because the Ika king of Abdullah, Allah, is Kibela Habdul, but that's what he's the mitzvah, that's what he's the issue, so that you're not going to have over here. So that was the Gemara Shailah. Since over here, the Abdullah Allah Kos is in order to make up for the Abdullah Mitzvah, which he didn't say. He really should have said Abdullah Mitzvah, he didn't say it, and the Abdullah Allah Kos that he's going to say now is that still incomplete to him, because Torah. So that means the Moshe, is that good enough, or maybe we should insist that since he tried to bring the sock in something that he slipped up on, so the ticket has to be Allah Kos in every place, so maybe now we should insist they have to go all the way back and repeat the Shema Mitzvah. He finished one with the brothers now, that he didn't live, and maybe I can see the Shema answering. So he says yes, I'm sure he just told us he's yes. I'm a knight, told him no, no, he's in a rush, I'm not an army. So in that case, if I'm mistaken, maybe I'll be shaking whatever, if he ate before I'm done, or how I caused, then he has to repeat the whole Shema answering, and say, I'm not going to tell him the Shema answering.
You can use that simple, I'm not going to go for
I'm not believing. I only have in the end of Shabbos b'shas atkak. It's only an eighth of b'shas atkak. No, the real pakana chachamim is to say Abdullah b'tfilo. Ashayla, which is the correct way to say? And he wasn't this time the pakana chacham. So the chacham said, which? If you do that, second best is rely on Abdullah alakos. But Abdullah alakos, he's not doing an incomplete form because he already ate before. Now we insist that he has to repeat the Shema. That Baruch Hanan goes, it is only B'Shat HaTchak to allow you to do Melacha. But the real Pakar Shachamim is still, it's that person who has to rush somewhere and say, this is Baruch Hanan, he still has to have to live with Shema. Still has to say, has to Baruch Shema and say, he say, Atta Chana Tom. See, here we just have to say, Atta Chana Tom. You know, he says, I'm told all because he doesn't say, Bishna Yisrael, the whole Kiyuman. No, no, yeah. So from Sadi Shachar, this is an interesting shayla. if they come and guard on Shabbos. So they pray to know that right after Shabbos on Shabbos is Yom Yom. So right after Shabbos and Yom Yom is going to begin. So the Shabbos and Shabbos is saying that it's interesting that if the person knows that right after Shabbos, he won't be allowed to daven matters, and he won't be allowed to have Gola. So that's like a Shabbos Kach. And when the person is the Shabbos Kach, so we have to get more of him. So that's a Shabbos, and he should pray, he should daven matters early. He should daven matters after Plag on Mincha. He say Achon and Tavon, and he should have Gola early. He doesn't say Ben Yerlesh, because it's not, he can't do Malachi yet. He doesn't say Ben Yerlesh, and the Shem, he said he didn't go away yet. So he broke the Akkad and Amal from the first call. Benjamin is a lamp in Lachia. The sun is still shining. It's still Shabbos. But he went to that door because it's a Shabbos. That's how the Shabbos Shabbos is right. And they write. Some of them write, but they themselves are in such a position that they're able to die on Shabbos. That's what they did. How long is that? That's what they did. Mr. Gula, first gosh, can I be Akkad and Amal from the same matzo? And then you know, Mephoshim on the side of the Shabbos, the Taz and all the others, they think for both of them, so that they have not got certain my was at the Chantonim, Havdolim, Bo-Yom, the Shafakar. That's a little bit like Pashim, not exactly the Eagle's man of these Mitzvahs really is with the Shafas. And this is that you can be mad them earlier, that's if you're in a rush for later. But if they need to remind us, that was already Papa. Then he Papa. So when Ish Mochis is going to stand on his head, to make a kumf in order to chapa in the Havdolim, without the Chantonim, in order to daven earlier. But that's what usually the Ashkenazi, usually follow the Ashkenazi folk, and they follow the Mishnah Gur, Mishnah Gur folk, so that's the Kerem on the Shulchan Aruch, the Ashkenazi, and they say English. They say, you don't daven early, come to the Shabbat, they won't daven, but they just daven, they won't say Alpha Hanukkah, they won't say Alpha. And if we have tomorrow, when we're doing, when we're doing the Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be tomorrow. You can say it right, sometimes you do say Alpha Hanukkah, sometimes you don't.
I don't know how to do this.
You to do Malacca?
No, no. As soon as they take a carbon,
he's there. And besides, he doesn't want to have anyone to take a shot. The Shabbos is over. I'm not hoping that you're not permitted to do Malacca. I tell you, if they have done it, that's not going to occur. That's not going to occur. When I tell them again, I'll put that in general reasons. But they're not going to do it again if they're set a shot. They say, Shabbos means cold mind that you have in mind. You want to be right here. They have to say that I'm not going to the more correct things that they should have on the Nairus and the Sakha Chonotot. That's what the Baratani writes, I think. Baratani writes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that even though the women, it says in the Mishnah that, of course, that the women are obligated to daven, but then only go to the Shachas and the women are not obligated to daven Nairus, because even the men originally were not obligated to daven Nairus, even if that was the Yishus. And the fact that the men are obligated to daven Tzulas Nairus now, the Mishnah was the Shachas of Abba Zachar, the Shachas of Nairus, the Shachas of so the fact that he's not a Zed is an obligation to banish an Ezra Meir. The person says the name of Baha'im, but Sash of you are Ayah Chayva. Over the centuries, the many words that call Israel has decided to always to ban Meir, so for him to ban women, but it's not even seen to ban Takon. But so the women never accepted that meaning. They said, you should do a third person for the Ezra Meir. The women don't have to ban Meir for a moment. The Palatani writes on Ezra Meir, and that's only the other night of the week, five out of seven nights of the week. But Friday night in the first Shabbos, you see from our Gemara, Friday night you have to establish Menorah, not only because Meir is Meir is Tzino. Friday night you have to fulfill Kiddush the Tzino, the midst of the life of Kiddush. And I thought it doesn't have to be in the middle of Menorah, so that means that I'm going to write the last Shabbos, I'm going to make that call. You should fulfill the midst of the life of Shabbos, give yourself to the Tzino. And same thing, in the first Shabbos, it's not going to write that everyone should fulfill on Gemara. The Litzvah of Havdolah, the Dvarim should be fulfilled in the middle of the Shemesh. So it's not really right that the women just say that on us. It's not really right that the Shirun Davin both on Friday night and on Mitzvah Shabbos. The whole break from Mar is only 5 nights a week. Only Sunday night through Thursday night. But Friday night and Mitzvah Shabbos, they should really be on Mar and fulfill the Kiddush between them and Havdolah this week. That was the Takon Kachorim. They were obligated to fulfill the Mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdolah and not tell you should fulfill it in the form of, in the middle of this minute.
If they would, they would do it. The first talks about the Muslims, but they don't listen to the Balazan. They don't listen.
It's the Hamidus from the Spring Shabbos. Is that Pastor Spirit's home or two? It's the Spirit of the we have to the Spring Shabbos. So the Shabbos appears in the Potter. He can't come to the next day.
Okay, well, the Shabbos is done. Let's say the person is around in the middle of the week. So that's right. Someone is around in the middle of the week. So, he doesn't... I won't be able to speak. Thank you very much. Some of them are in the middle of the week, so he won't be able to count Sphere Sunday that whole day. But not just say, so what do you do with Sphere the next day? So it's a big discussion in Achaim about that. Because if you're not, if the men do the Paschal in Allah, you should count Sphere without a brach. Especially with the Hezbollah. You're not committed to doing the Sphere without a brach. How do you count Sphere? So yes, you gave the whole Hezbollah. Now if you're in front of you, you can answer why. And you heard a claim that the Ayman is not allowed to do mitzvahs, that are restricted to the Zman of the Aminus. But if this mitzvah is not only made today, it affects tomorrow's mitzvahs, yeah, and tomorrow is not going to be an Ayman. Next week is not going to be an Ayman. And he's not doing a mitzvah today, it's going to affect negatively his ability to cancel the additional mitzvah. Right? If this is here, so now you heard a claim that there's a slaughter to say, that Oynan is not processing special mitzvahs, and therefore when he suffered, he couldn't learn to have sphere without a block. That's when he would have answered. So then he gave a different answer why. He said that the reason why he cannot continue to count as a block, he missed one day, is not so much because all 49 sphere come out from the desert. He gave a different answer. He said that he's doing counting. So both in counting, each night is a separate mitzvah, perhaps one of the Oynan that he said he's doing out of block. And if there were really one mitzvah, and the Rebbe has a tiny, he should only say one bracha. So he thought maybe the fact that he said 49 brachas allowed him to be 49 mitzvahs. But the Rebbe was having to count 40, if he didn't count 39, there's no handshake in counting. And that's why you have to count. And let's say a person will say, tonight is the 39th month, but I don't have money not to be lazy with my statement now. I'm just making a statement that tonight is not number 39. The Oynan is not permitted to do this. He's not allowed to make a statement that tonight is the 39th night of Sphere. He's not allowed to make that statement in the Shulchan Aruch because he's forbidden to perform it. So let me make a statement. I hereby have in mind not to be able to do this, but I love it tonight. I
say today is
not Bomber. Okay. So let's say he says, I don't want to be able to, but today is not Bomber. So then you wish no one would say there that you can't count with the blocker. So I'm not going to start on the ODM of today with the other one. And he said tonight is like, very nice tonight is not done with. Maybe you should say this and say, this is covering it with the OTM. What do you think this is? I have in mind not to be OTM with the following statement. Tonight is not done. So I'm sure he's not going to. And if he forgot to count that night and then next night, he would be able to continue to count. Because he already said last night, tonight is not done with. He said the number. He said the number 33. That's why I'm so late, he said the Hezbollah. The same with the Nadi Yudha, but a different explanation why. Now the Yudha should count with Hezbollah. What is the Yudha?
They won't say
Hezbollah
until Wednesday night.
So Tuesday night.
So what happens now? So what happens if they say Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah.
And he never says what he's supposed to say. So he said I'll follow.
Yeah.
So now in the meantime, he ate.
He ate
for 3 days.
Yeah, that's it.
Now
this one after this? Right. So we're asking it to be as that even though I'm not there. It's a shayla. Are you more prepared? The Gemara says in the end of Sefer, there was one on there who didn't have any wine to be said, how then didn't have wine, didn't have come out of the dealer. But the Gemara says, Ubas to what? A lesson from Daniel, I think. Ubas to what? Because I meant he went to sleep hungry. He didn't eat. He didn't eat brown market. Because he knew he was going to get some wine to say Hezbollah on Sunday morning afternoon, so he fasted till that time. Because I'm the one who died tonight tomorrow. I see him tomorrow. But you're not going to eat before October. If he knows he's going to knock himself down until Tuesday afternoon, he should fast until Tuesday afternoon. So the other Shemitah say, it's not so bad. That was a bit of chassidus that he did. If you only have one time brother, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. Because since then, you're going to eat even if you ate before you left Hezbollah. The Shas HaPchak, he never done this. The Shas HaPchak is not who is the first man ate it. The Shas HaPchak, he will allow you.
So it's assuming that he's going to down Mars then? let's say Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night during God Live, you wouldn't put it in the outdoor from front at that time, would you?
No, no.
It won't. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't say anymore.
And then Sunday morning he's done it twice. So the first Shmonesh is the Shachar. The second one is the Shmonesh from Ayur. Which one does he say after Chayim Kalim? That's the Machlokes. And there's no difference in the Mitzvah of the Shmoneh and the Shabbos and all week, no? The dinner of the first Shmoneh that is there is the Shabbos. That's when the person wasn't well, and the first time he's davening is Minchah on Sunday afternoon. So we have to Minchah on Sunday afternoon, no Tashmoneh on Sunday afternoon. That's when he said, after the Shabbos is over, that he recites, first thing that he recites, he should say, after Hanukkah. And then he's going to, he doesn't have to receive the Shmoneshim because he's going to be high in the class, so he's going to say, Havdolah HaKos. They went ahead and made a mistake, and he ate, he was Toham before Havdolah HaKos. So that the din normally is Toham Mavdu, but still the Havdolah is going to be an incomplete Havdolah. So that's why he insists that he has to go back and repeat the Shmoneshim. The Rashi Mishnah, of course, the Rashi Toham, this is Gemara, and just the Havdolah, he has done a Chiddush Mishnah. He has done the following Kiddush. What if Min HaTorah the din is that once Shabbos is over, once the first day takes up the Chodesh, and the person has made up his mind that he no longer wants to observe the first Shabbos, so then HaTorah is permitted to din Ruach. That means Rabbanan, he's not allowed to din Ruach until he decides to observe it. That's the end of Shabbos, that is, it's a Shabbat. And he's rushing, so he doesn't have a chance to say Shmoneh without the Chodesh. So he should say quickly, Baruch HaMad in the Kodesh Bukhom, not the Yabba Machlek, which is Baruch HaTa Hashem Yotel Malkot, Baruch HaMad in the Kodesh Bukhom, and just say Belisha in the Malkot. We felt like we said Belisha in the Malkot. That's also the fact that it's a Machlek is, so may even be that we're not even fulfilling what it says in the Yomar. Because a lot of Hashem say you have to say Hashem, and okay, no, that I'm going to say Belisha in the Malkot. So the only decision of Baruch HaMad in the Kodesh Bukhom, that I don't give all that. We need to do what it says in the Yomar. The best thing is always to avoid that. He forgot to say after Hanukkah. He's going to rely on Havdolah Alakos. Then he went ahead and he did Melacha before Havdolah Alakos. What's the difference? So we're going to go right to Havdolah. And then he forgot, and he did Melacha before he said, Havdolah HaKos.
The Havdolah Rakesh is an incomplete Havdolah. So he says, because she came from Havdolah, said, no, it was. Chayv el Rosh. Is it the same Hezmer?
No.
Of course. Same Hezmer. If you eat before Havdolah, so he said, it's an incomplete Kiyam el Havdolah, Baharal. You might have one opinion from him and Abdel. If you eat before Havdolah, you don't follow it to Shabbat, because there's no Kiyam. What if a person has Malacha, and he's aware of Havdolah?
Why should we call him
Malacha? What if a person did Malacha and Shabbat? Don't think a person with Malacha and Shabbat is amazing. He knows Havdolah. Of course he's Havdolah. So what if he did Malacha before he said Havdolah on the Tisha? So I mean, I'll tell you where Shabbos is over, because you have to take the Kohavim. And it may not be my normal test on Shabbos, and I'll tell you it's not a Dimelach. If you have Bala, we consider that this Shabbos is not over until the Yetzay Havdolah. Yetzay Havdolah, Yetzay Havdolah, Yetzay Havdolah, Yetzay Havdolah, Yetzay Havdolah, Yetzay Havdolah, one of these three forms. So he didn't. So he did Malach, and so he said Havdolah. So consider it as if the worst thing happened, is if he did Malach in the middle of Shabbos. He didn't say Havdolah, he didn't consider Havdolah. The authority for me said, how about if he didn't do Malach? If he didn't do Malach, he's not yet. That's very important. That's why the Mishnah is not so sure that we should pass it like this Rajbo. That's a silent thing. According to the Rajbo, the Gemara speaks about that case. The Gemara says, that if you got to say out the Hanam Tanya, and then you went ahead and you did a Malach, and normally you do a Malach, you like match. Or you take a key from wherever you got in the shul, and then you go off, you carry your telephone. And since he has to be Masaka, and he has to be Masaka, and Al-Qaeda, he has to go back. What is wrong with Abdullah? Abdullah is perfect.
Even if someone's going to follow him, he's given a lot of the situation. So long. And it's all about his
only there to stop the money. Right? Yes, if there's no one that's prophetic that's required, so he can still observe prophetic for longer. He made up his mind, he really cares about my own Zata Hanatana, just forgot. As far as he can, and when I tell you all, no more tests, I shall go with faith. And he made up his mind, no better stuff. But when you have done, you look over, the first man really spoke. So when I've done that, it's considered to be just a step, it's just still a week. You have on to Mavoch. I think it's on Mavoch. They say that the Kirim of Havdol is incomplete. So the Rosh will learn the Mavoch. Yes, the Rosh has only Chidush over here.
But it's just like Bob Lord. What does the Mavoch do?
Because you did Malacha before Havdolah, you did Malacha in the middle of Shabbos. What's wrong with Havdolah? Havdolah is good, you did Malacha. The Malacha doesn't affect Havdolah. If you eat before Havdolah, the eating affects Havdolah. By lying, this is one sheet to Torah made of Havdolah. Even though he's talking to Torah made of Havdolah, but Havdolah is a king of Havdolah. But then I understand it. You have to be Misake, you have to be Misake, and I'll try to make a prayer. But the way the Rosh says, it's a Chiddush, a great Chiddush. So let's say, what's Halacha L'maisa? So the Mishnah Berurah sort of means that there's a question. Should we be Machmel like the Rosh? Should we be Machmel like the Rosh? You better share that out. Shabbos, our person should always be careful. Let's say a person forgot to say Atach on Antonio. And then remind himself before Shema Kaleinu. So the Mishnah already points out, and the Gemara then never said that one who forgot to say, one who forgot to say the same Talmud to the Baruch Hu that he's saying, the same should be right, and so he's saying, Shemet Tzila, why? Because the same Talmud is a Bakosh, it's a Tzina. Yes, because of Shema, you're asking for the rain. So Shema Kalem is the place where you can, yes, put a Bakosh if you want. So it's not a Bakosh, but Havdol is not a Bakosh. He's not a Bakosh at all, so he's saying, Baruch Hu, what do you say? She didn't agree to bench the law. But that's not the main part of Havdolah. The main part of Havdolah is the declaration that Shabbos was over. You come to the bench of the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos is over. It's really a declaration. So it doesn't even fit in. Most of the Rishonim, the Torah has a sheet like that. The one who got out of Havdolah in
in the first book, Atokhanim, she's got the Khanan Tomer Shemet Tfila, because Atokhanim Tomer also has a Bakashim. And that's the Rishonim on that, so that it doesn't make sense to me to say Atokhanim Tomer in the middle of Shemet Tfila. So let's say the person forgot Atokhanim Tomer in the right place. So most of the Mogen Avokos, most of the Rishonim say you don't make up in Shemet Tfila. So when he finishes, just one actually, he has to be very careful. So if he's going to be, if he can strip himself to be the Chaz of the Shul to say the Havdalah, so let him say Havdalah and Shul, but then he has to be careful not to do any Malacha. He shouldn't have become a Shul in Malacha before. Or let's say if his wife is home, if he's going to say Havdalah and Shul, then who's going to say Havdalah for his wife at home? He's going to say Havdalah for his wife after he was already out to the Shul. So that's where the Magnishna puts the Machlech is Hashem, where the women are Mukhayyid and Abdel. The women are Mukhayyid Jewish, that would be more than Abdel. But the women are Mukhayyid and Abdel, so they're not Mukhayyid. The women are Mukhayyid and Abdel, so they should have known it. Magnishna says that not everybody agrees, there's some Hashem who say not. So because of that self-serve, that's why the Shulchan Aruch always recommends that women should never recite the wrong Hashoga. They should always be careful that they should hear from a man. We should hear from a man. Who's going to say Abdel again? But the man is, her husband is the Chaz and the Shul, and even he said Abdel, what? He had Kavara Shalom, what says? Doesn't make sense. What does Abdullah should happen now? That he should be able to kiddush, that he should know the answer anyway. You don't even have to have Kabbalah Shul that lesson. No one agrees with the kiddush and Shul. The women's kiddush and nothing to it. But Abdullah, where does Abdullah and Shul exist? The one of Abdullah and Shul is married, and his wife and his brothers need someone to say Abdullah, then he has a problem. Unless he has sons also. Unless he has sons. So the sons are going to have more in Shul, not to be Yosef and Shul. Because the Moshe says in every Tzibah, he's always recommended by the Chacham and the Torah, shouldn't rely on Havdalah and Shul. Strictly speaking, everybody can be Yosef with Havdalah and Shul. The only Havdalah and Malachim is Yosef, everybody can be Yosef. The Moshe says that it's not right. The proper thing is that everybody should be Yosef with Havdalah and Shul in addition to Havdalah and Shul. So if, let's say, a man will say Havdalah Chag, will say Havdalah and Shul, the Jew needs Yosef with Havdalah there, but he has the right to repeat the Havdalah at home for his son. But if he doesn't have any son, he only has daughters and a wife, all the women, is a machlokes for the women, a machlokes for the men. So a man should never say Havdalah for women if it's only women that he's paying for. Yes, unless he's also machlokes himself, then he's paying for himself and for the women. Yes, that might be if the other one is machlokes. The other one is more than a woman, is that a machlokes for the women, a machlokes. Yes, there's no malacha involved. There's no
The women are not the same as the women.
But the women are still in the Queen in Birkat HaModi, even if they were with Abdullah. So the husband would be able to be married to the woman. That wouldn't be a problem. The husband would be able to be married to the woman. But Abdullah is not a shalom, the women are part of the gamut. Not because they're all Abdullah. It's only the shirk. So the husband should say Abdullah to be married to a woman. So that's not a problem. Like a shalom, that's your shirk also. Some shalom say, the shirk is not Chachmarayim Alachem. But the Rabbanan it is also for Moshe for life with Makai Mitzvah. So when a man should Moshe for a woman, a man would be okay ready to hear Shefer. Should Moshe for a woman, then Ma'aram Mitzvah, I think, the third course, the Ma'aram Mitzvah, that you're not allowed. A man is not allowed to Moshe for on behalf of a woman if he himself is gay. No, we don't talk like this. Is not permitted to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah on weekday. Because Kiyo Shefer is also on every Shabbos and Yom Tov. The only reason why it's not on Rosh Hashanah is because they were never ready to the Makom Mitzvah. The Makom Mitzvah means when a man has to blow Shefer, but a woman doesn't have to blow Shefer, she's not married. It's a Mitzvah person, she has no grandma. So if the woman wants to blow, her only one day. But a man should blow again if he was already ready to be married to a woman. It's like saying that bracha to be married to the woman, but I said, that's bad. There's no answer to do a malacha since she doesn't need it. The Rishonim say, no, to blow shayfer for a woman, that's okay, because they never had a shayfer, they never had a tear shayfer. What about the carry the shayfer on the street from Malkin that there's no area? So the group of Rishonim say, no, I'm not a carry. You carry the shayfer, that a woman, she hears kiyas, you're not allowed to carry that a man wants to hear kiyas. process. It's just been based on it, just like you're allowed to carry food and you're under the control of that fish. That's the way you drop the one side to carry the shaper to enable a man to get to the shaper, but to carry the shaper to enable a woman to get to the shaper. The funny thing is that's not even for my own class. There's no cause at all. She wasn't in it at all. And our practice is not so. We know that a woman, one shaper, is a prior own class. The woman wanting to get to the shaper is because it came on the floor. And we are still not on the lot. If you're allowed to place it up for a shaper for the woman, you may even get it. You can even allow to carry in the street, even if it's not here.
Can't
you say that women
can climb themselves to the gear of the
belly?
Yeah.
Because they know
that the man is committed to be tied to that. Well, sure, that's correct. I don't think so. That's not wrong. It's that you have that same brother for somebody else. Shall we have that? Carrying the shofar is not a problem because we assume that that's called a chayon tzatzah. A chayon tzatzah it is. But throwing a bracha for a woman, that's a problem. The woman is not the right thing. Even when the woman always on the back, they crush up. You know why it's horrible. When the woman rush to hear the shofar, but to say a bracha for the woman. Mais après, le kiddush est sur le zimik, le matin, coming to that brother, we have to ask, Kiddush will not miss it. So what does that mean? That even though we were all yet to Kiddush and Shul twice over, we said Kiddush Batila, and then we heard the Kiddush on our lives, but we were yet to Kiddush the life of twice. But nonetheless, the Rabbanim will have to say Kiddush, and we have to go on and say Kiddush a third time, so we should be Kiddush not miss it. That's the shot. So if I'm saying this right now, that kind of Chacham and Rav, and you should be able to Kiddush the righteous, not in the Siddur. Not just, you should have Kiddush not in the Siddur. So he says, you should really have in mind not to be Yotzer with the Kiddush with Siddur and the Kiddush Arayah in the Shul, which I've done Chavon Hashem and Yotzer, and then he adds on, and even if you personally didn't have in mind, because it doesn't work for that. It's considered as if, it's called a Yotzer, I'll say, you know, everybody wants to have the proper Chavon Hashem and Yotzer, and wants them to have. The problem certainly is that you don't want to be able to do the Kiddush Mitzvah and the Kiddush Allah Kos that are recited in the Shul in order to fulfill the prophet of Kanas Chacham, like the prophet of Kanas Chacham, to be able to choose their life to mark them through. That's the same type of stage, yeah? Wonderful, Marshall. Right. So he says, the requirement of the Kiddush for Matan Suda is totally the way I want it. When you recite the Kiddush between them, you make the Kiddush their right. And then the Kiddush Allah Kos is observed. This is not kind of Chachamah for other purposes. So in some social terms at that time, the his understanding was that the nature of the Takanas Chachamah to have Kiddush Allah Kos, the Makam Suda was to be able to receive Kiddush their right in the Makam Suda. So when you bought him, you should really have him on, Kavan Shalom, you should have him on to be able to see that. And this mitzvah, and that's what we have to the mitzvah of the life of Kiddush. Even if you didn't have that in mind, maybe it doesn't last now. Let him see if you have that in mind. Everybody has a mind to be a train, but the Chachamim want to be a train. So he says, that's what the Chachamim want, that you should not be a train to Kiddush the life there until you say the Kiddush will not be a train. He said,
That's a different question. Whether Kiddush will not be Suda on Shabbos morning is sufficient to say, well, you have to have bread. That's a machlech. The Mechaber quotes the Sheet of Hagel, and Mechaber the Magen Avraham Paschal like that. He quotes the Sheet of Hagel, that Kiddush will not be Suda is sufficient with cake. So if you have, let's say, a kitchen and shul, and you have to, you say, well, it comes off, and everybody will yoke it, that's what it takes, then we yoke it. Then when you go home, you don't have to say kiddush again, you just start eating earlier. And you grow a whole like the rush, the new upgrade passes like the rush, that you're not yoke the kiddush and welcome food, but unless you have past knowledge. And then the whole point of the question, you're not to participate in the kiddush and shul, because you're not yoke the kiddush and welcome food, but there's no past there. If it's not, you're not going to rush, and you're not ready before kiddush. So what you suggest is that the new Kohenom to make Kiddush and Shul and have cake, maybe based on the fear of Hashitas, maybe based on the mistakes like once, or is it maybe the great in our life that Kiddush not be food is sufficient with cake. And I was very delighted that she didn't have focus on the Rambam that on Shabbos morning you're committed to eat. You're committed to eat before you say Kiddush. So we found sex like the Minikaram is that they make Kiddush shul and you have cake. but then if it becomes like sick, then you're wrong, you should really do a Kiddush again, because according to the girl, you won't get a Kiddush yet, and yeah, you'll have to be some up in food, but not enough time. How do we talk? So most people rely on the Mother Avraham, who says we talk to that cake is called the Mother Avraham, so they don't take the Kiddush later. But some people do not rely on that.
Did you eat a Shia cake?
Yeah. Okay, number two. Shia cake, not so much. Because I eat a cake. Okay, why is that not so much? Yeah, it's because I'm so cheddar. Yeah. You have chocolate sugar. A lot of times you have 60% ingredients other than flour. You have to eat a big Shia cake.
Is that how you avoid buffalo
sauce? No, chocolate milk. Every time you drink, let's say it's a regular Tuesday morning. And I keep on shaking. What's that better? It matters if you have one cup of wine and you want to bench, let's say, by Shalashudis, bench on Akhaz, and you want to use the same cup of water, it matters if people speaking with a problem, and they're like, this is Chavidus Chavidus, so you're not allowed to do it. We have a meeting here, we discussed it on why I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it, you might say, you're not allowed to do it. But you might ask if that's really correct, that the English of Amos and Mrs. Chavidus, it matters how do you say, Kiddush and Abdullah on one cup, how do you say, yeah, now, when it's young to show you and you're saying, you say, both Kiddush and Abdullah on the same cup. No, there's no. So that's basically the same idiot. Kiddush and Abdullah are both the same thing, but you know that in Kiddush and Abdullah, and in Kiddush and Abdullah, the different objects of Kiddush and Abdullah. So that's what we want to say, that practice is that when you have young to show you and you're saying, Shabbos, you didn't say that Abdullah, you said Abdullah, in the middle of the book of Kiddush and Abdullah, because the Abdullah between Shabbos and Yantus is an aspect of Kiddush Abdullah, the same thing to be longer than Kodesh Lechol, or Kodesh Chomer, and Kodesh Kaf. It's a little blend thing. That's what the Gemara says here. Most, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Where do you refer to Abdullah? That's the next thing. Abdullah is the whole of that Abdullah. Look at the three sheets of the Mishnah again. I'm going to on the Aleph. So the first thing, where do you say Havdolah in Tfilah? So the first time it says B'chanyah Adai, that's how we talk. So Havdolah in the middle of the Bracha Chanyah Adai. Okay, in the middle of the Bracha, the middle of the Bracha, and the middle of the Bracha, you start from Atachanyah Adai, Atachanyah Adai, Atachanyah Adai, you start Christ, or you start Atachanyah Adai, Atachanyah Adai, you don't say Atachanyah Adai. And the first time, the Bracha begins with Atachanyah Adai. We discussed everybody once before. Machlekes are Achranim, and you should maybe a Machlekes, and you should maybe a Machlekes, where Havdolah is inserted in the middle of the Havdolah is inserted in the middle of the Havdolah of Atachayim, or it's not inserted in the middle. The Havdolah, the Bracha changes, the Bracha is Havdolah. So this means the Havdolah. Whatever, so the Mishnah says that's how you pass on the first sheet of the Dishay Havdolah and the Regnum of Tosh Shabbos and Chayim Adas. The Kiddush says the same Bracha is in this Bracha, a separate Bracha. Before Atachayim. Before we start Atachayim, he said the first three generations, he said the end of Hamelah, Akela Kodesh. And then he said, Rav of Havdol, then he said Atachayim Lalim Dad. And then he said, Rav of Havdol, then he says, in the middle of the Maidin, just like he said, I'm listening there, so to say, Havdol is there. So the Gemara raises the question, what are you doing? And Yom Tov Shechali is the Metzoy Shabbos. And you have to say Havdol, and you can't say Havdol in the middle of Atachayim, it is not the Chayyim. And we normally talk to Havdalah B'Chayyim Adas. So we have to preach. So you don't say Havdalah. So when do you say Havdalah? Should you say like Rabbi Akiva? Should you say like Rabbi Yehuda? What should you do? So you don't say Yehuda. You say Havdalah in the middle of, we say that in the angle. We blend it into the middle of the fourth door. We don't say, bro, we don't follow Rabbi Akiva. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. That's the ignorant discussion. Today, Rabbi Yochai Chamer observes riding on a donkey, Rabbi Kashok, Rabbi Ophir Balavin, Batshuel, and other Amalei working behind him. Amalei is anyway the question. But then the only thing is for Rabbi Yochai, is it correct? What you say in the name of Rabbi Yochai, these are all Amalei from Eretz Israel. Is it correct what you say in the name of Rabbi Yochai, Amach, Rabbi Yochai, Yom, Yishchami, Yisachar, Hashabi? Then when you answer for that on the same Shabbat, you have to say, Hazover. You have no choice. You cannot say in Chayim Abbas, you don't say Chayim Abbas, so you have no choice, you have to follow up there and say you're the Matan, not a Lichin, so you have to say in the middle of Maidin, you thank the Baruch Hu for giving you Shabbos. Is that really accurate what you said? Amalei! He says he has specific gifts, he says, doesn't matter, Allah does matter what the gifts are. So he says, yes, that's correct, that's what Rabbi Yochai said, that whenever Yonkel falls out on the first shot, he's going to say, Abdullah, so it doesn't pass to like Rabbi Yochai Blazer, so it's not the Gemara. But it doesn't make sense, Allah is Rabbi Blazer. It means that there's a Machlekes, and Blazer, we have to pass to Rabbi Blazer. What do you mean, Allah is Rabbi Blazer, Allah is Rabbi Blazer, you, the fact that you find that I love it like a blazer and in the fact that you have that there is a machlekes and this is the psa. Who is going to be the machlekes? There's no room for a disagreement. That's what you know here. Lenin is going to disagree. There's no choice. There's no option of saying in the middle of Chayyad Asi. That's not Chayyad Asi. It must be why not. For my plea, why not? I'll figure out on it. Of course there's a machlekes in the Mishnah. When you say, I've got a man of my Gemanasi. And the most I'm not able to figure out on the Shaymos HaShonah. Then you say, I'm not like it's on a normal one for a Shabbos. Hello, Yom, it's coming back on Shabbos. Me too, me. It's not Shabbos. The Midrash of Chayim is, of course, it's in the other way, I'm not like it's at all. So why do you say such a notion? I look at your blazer. We pass like a blazer when you enter for a time for a Shabbos. Don't think of my name. But the still can be a machlok is a bakinze. The bakinze sheet is that you said, look, I will reveal this in the answer. That can be when the first Shabbos is... Not cooking the Rabbi Kid, the Mara, or to call Hashem Kurumi, I'll deal with Rabbi Kid, Hashem Lake, and I'll tell us, right? It's not Shaq, we don't pass on to Rabbi Kid. And that's part of the reason why not. So we already said, so the Mara, we should have said, the Ta'am Shaq, let me say, they were, the Chief Cop, the Chain of the Hand Common Regime, but they were the ones who were mistaken in this course at Tzibo. So I'm trying to allow you to point around and say, from that Shaq, why did the Mara use the Russian in the dealer? Kufchas, the chain of the Kufchas, a humming from the hand of Tamil Rahim, and amongst them there is, and letting after Adesu, so he said, to be able to compose and look for Hatshima, they should be made, which anyways, you have to have these Jewish law hakadish, they should know what they're composing, Tamil goes out, and make a Nusa Hatshima. People have time if we can summon them with Chas Hatshima, that were composed in our time. Because if you saw that this in this group, they say that some of them were composed by Adesu. They have time if we can summon them. And not exactly that based on biblical expressions, but not in accordance with the Nusach of the form of the other brother. And that's what Chaim Elojim says, in order to compose the correct Nusach of Lecha, you have to have a certain degree of Ruach HaKodesh. And then the Gemara Sedech of Tefillin and Olives, that not only that, the number of brachas in the Tzilah also has to be paired with something in Tanakh. You have a Tanakh Tzilah that has 18 brachas. You have a Tanakh Tzilah that has 19 brachas. You have 24, you have 7, you have 9, and that was the problem with Rosh Hashanah, you really have 10, but you have no more coming than after 10, so you have 9, you have to squeeze in some brothers. And so that's the title of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave a Nusach HaTzila on Motei Shabbos with an extra bracha, so we need to do it there. We don't have to have a Nusach HaTzila. And if you follow Rabbi Akiva on Yom Tov Shechanu of the Motei Shabbos, your side, you'll have a tefillah of 8 brachas. So the normal side, normally you have the tefillah has 7 brachas. Beginning of Shavuot Kimafreni, and the bracha and so on, so the Mishnah Sarei. You have to have another bracha in the middle of Hazdolah. A bracha is East with Nesmith. You have a tefillah of 8 brachas. And you might say the Mishnah of such, the Mishnah of such, the Mishnah of such, you have to pattern it for something to come up. There's nothing to come up like that. That's what I'll tell them now. Everything has to be connected to me. You have to have a pattern that puts under the Tanakh. There is no such thing. The Gemara says that's when the Tiva Shita was rejected. Mention that's when the Shama Shita was rejected. There's not going to be Shama Yisuro. And based on that, you test them in Ireland, then if you're not, you're calling this Shabbos. So you say, the Gemara is Shabbos and the Gemara is Shabbos. What do you say in the middle? So the Shama is going to say two separate prophets. One to Kedusha Salim of Yom, one to Kedusha Salim of Shabbos. And we don't pass one, but we pass the same character Shabbos and Shabbos and Shabbos. We combine the Shabbos and the Yom together. That's the Yisuro. That's a version. That's the version of the Yisuro. But the Shama is out of the question. We don't pass in two separate prophets because of the Gemara. So the same thing. After we can write something in Tanakh, and there's no Yisuro in Tanakh, then I think it broke. For the same reason, we reject the Kiva. We reject the Shama. That's what the Gemara says. My time, or Kalash, and according to my time, I have the Kiva, the Akiva. Why is it wrong? Your mom is don't follow the Kiva Shita. To say, I'm going to the separate prophet of the time, which I see, Kuhn. The Chama, I'm talking about a block of 18, I've seen of 18 brothers, pattern after something in Tanakh, Tesla, Lotikun, they didn't find that it should be proper to have a seal of 19 brothers. Okay, I'm here too, I'm young to Shkhanez Motoy Shabbos, Shef Tikun. They made a Takar, I've seen a seal of 7 brothers, of a time in Lotikun. But they never made a Takar on having, so the Rabbi Kiva is out of the question, we're not going to pass my Rabbi Kiva. And to say Havdol and Chema Adas, Yom Tushchanot Motoy Shabbos Moshe. So if you won't say Havdol at all, you gotta say Havdol, so you have no choice. And you say Havdol, Eimoidim. You say Havdol, Eimoidim. You'll adapt your Blazer Sheet, you'll adapt your Blazer Sheet. So that was the first version, that they said in the name of Revelation and that the Hamoche is like a Blazer, the Yom Tushchanot Motoy Shabbos. We have to follow up this, because Rabbi Kiva is out of the question, and I don't know what I'm telling you, sick. We have to follow up this.
When you look at the Masnay,
you follow
later,
you know, the... Yeah, there are very few cases where you pass my company. No, there are a few cases. No, the first thing is illegal. This is for the rare instances with our work is like a place. In Paris, the mother doesn't mention this, because the mother is only listed in Paris. So we pass my
government,
and on
many occasions we do pass my government. All the Kuala have sat in the Gemara. All the Kuala have sat in the Gemara, and say, so, whenever there's not like this lavish room, we pass like the avenues and heads, we pass like Shimon and the Imam, and we pass like Rebbe, etc. And so, maybe the Kuala have sat, they decided, they looked at the MLM, looked at the different people, they said, he's smarter than him, he's always going to pass my government. Maybe they voted, you vote Democrat, you vote Republican, and that's it. Once you have a rule, so the thing is, they made a rule. I'm not a viewer, 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 they made up a rule. So Pashup Shat's not a rule. Pashup Shat is a discussion of Machan Yasa. So Pashup Shat is a rule. And every issue, the Amorim debated and discussed it, and they voted separately. Then it turns out that in every Machan Yasa, I was a rule, it turned out that I love it, except in 6 cases. So then we formulated a statement, I love it, you love it, you love it, let's say I never abused it. They go to the Amorim, they go to another case. Then it happened to turn out, accidentally, it happened to turn out that in 98% of the cases they passed the Amorim, they left to abuse it. And 2% of the cases I left to the Amorim. That way they started with the rule, we get they abuse it, smarter than Amorim, and we're going to pass that abuse it all the time. But why are there exceptions to abuse it? No, they voted on everything. A lot is more, but they voted on every issue, and of course it turned out, 97% of the cases, because it's a rabbi, so they start off with the rule, but now they're going to pass like a list. And every case they pass in, they vote it. And it's like that, that they're always voted against the blood. They have a few exceptions to the rule. One to the more, you do pass like a list. All over except the Yatikan, who was like, about so place and place, and he placed that was already very early. That was before the Blizzard of Abiyah Rashi. They made the Hasimah that time with the final big convention of Chachamim to determine what the final psychological value of the Blizzard of Abiyah Rashi. The place, no, in fact, the Yatikan was already earlier. In fact, the Masha and the Rabbi wants to say that the Yatikan was already a doing the days of Abiyah Rashi. He wants to say that the Gemara has a lesson there, and the Rabbi was vegetarian. When the Talmidim used to vie with each other, they used to say, the Talmidim of Rebbe used to tell the Talmidim of Abaye,
אז זה גמי שגמי בידיים שלו שירים בו. אבל הבא לי כאן, אותו אח לי מישהו שניים בבי רבא. כאן אני שכחתי את היום. So what does it mean? Maybe Kosher Shack might mean that in his dormitory the big belly food. Only she wants to kill someone known that they have good food, and only the known that have good food. So that's what someone learned. But usually it's assumed that it was a mitzvah that the shiuri. So he said, well, you get the dry bones from our body, and come and my rabbi, the rabbi has the real good. So the Mashiach has a verse, so he says that the word Gani, Gani means bones, the chewing bones, because Gani, the Ganashi of that generation, and here is Yatsugam. So he says, well, that is the, he says that the place is says that it's safe and conditioned, so he's taking care of it. So when we do that, earlier in the days of Adin Rabashi, this Yatsugam was voted on. He says, how early? So he says, well, it's Bichaye Abai Rabbi. He's already known that Abai Rabbi is in Yatsugam. So that's what he says, what does he have to offer already? He comes to Yatsugam. So the first version of the Gemara said was that Rabbi Yochanan had said that when Yom Kippur is out on the first Shabbos, we cannot follow Rabbi Yochanan, we cannot follow Rabbi Akiva's sheep, and we have a reason why we're going to reject the sheep. We cannot follow Rabbi Yochanan, the little girl. We said, then you have no blameless, you have to follow Rabbi Amalei lama lach itna. So this is a discussion. This is a discussion. Is it correct what you said that the people say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that he passes like a blazer? The Talmud, the Rebbe, was riding on a donkey. The Talmud was working behind him. So the Talmud was the Rebbe. Is it correct? Why did the Amit Mishnah say, is it correct that you said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? So they have a whole discussion whether it makes sense to make such a statement. Amalei, so the Rebbe says the Talmud, I want you to know, lama lach itna. No, not that Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm not the correct blazer, and I'm not the mitzvah. It would appear that the din is like a blazer. If you look at this, I lost Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not the correct blazer. The itma that we have a tradition of Yitzvah Barav Dini Ramam, Shin Rabbeinu, Hamoche, Rami, Ramati. What's the difference when you say Halacha, Ramati? So Rashi explains it, and it's not relevant. Halacha means Hashimel of the Tirkah. If you say a machlech is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir or whatever, halacha is like this, it means that that's what you pass in public. If you say nothing, it would appear that that's halacha means in public, you don't pass in. But if somebody asks halacha like this, then maybe you should pass in a business like this. So this version is that you don't tell the Balabatim that they should, you don't publicize the fact that everybody should say halacha in the middle of Meir. This will lead people to say halacha all year long in Zmanet Shade. But if someone comes to ask the Shaila, where should I say Havdolah, Rabbi? If it's Yom Kippur, Mutar Shabbos, so then we pass them that you say Havdolah in the middle of Moed. And what if it don't ask? What's that mean? I can understand that Adam, in Adam is sick, there's some other places, the Adam Achlek, and so they're telling you it's Hamacha. It's a real Shaila anyway, the thing doesn't come up. So the rabbi should not speak in public about the matter. What do we have to say there? Why? Writing down the Nusach HaTzilah is also prohibited. It's part of writing down the Torah Shabbat said. That's the Gemara Shabbos. We don't want to write down the Torah. Kosei, Brochus, Kisper, 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 Kisper. We don't want to write down the Torah. So it's very strange that it's been happening every single year. Yom Tov is Yom Tov Payas, for sure. Yom Tov is Yom Tov Shchol is Montei Shabbos. The Hakeim believe that it should be only Mottim, that if someone comes, if Baal Bas comes to Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbi should pass him like that. But if no one comes to Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't tell him. So how are we supposed to know when we're going to say Havdalah? What are we going to figure out on their own?
And holding
on, and holding on.
I don't know.
You know, where do you go? But once a woman, it doesn't trust her, the Shabbos Shabbat to anybody. So the other Gemara is where it says, Amakos of Tumbi is not the Mahalacha. It's not a business to know about the Akuma. It's usually about Akuma. So you have to fight from the Akuma. You first of all take Akuma to tell them that you still have Bola and you may not know because the people are going to be done with it. So you say, I think that everyone until Shabbos is the proper place to say. You know, let me put Akuma and Jai over here. But you know, it's only have to tell everybody. This is what they have to know. I don't understand. Anyway, that's the Gemara says that there is a Machlokes, but this is the Halacha, but this is only Machlokes. Openly, that the demon, the young Pashtunis, and the Peshavs, if they have brother, the mocker, not only say, many people would make mistakes and say, well, you may want to say Shabbos, you can also say, have brother, the mocker, not only say, we don't pass that up later. That's not right. We pass that to them. Come to say, the middle of that thing. That's the comment that we've got. But it doesn't affect what we do. The issue that we debated before, I think, is the statement that he made, it doesn't make sense. I could say, I'm not going to say, he's not going to Anybody who you know, even with a green such a case, that you should say Hadbala in the middle of my Khir Baraba Omar kneeling. That's his meaning. Now she says Halacha means that she in the pink. Martha means right, that she in the pink. We don't publicize it, that if someone comes to ask a shalom, we have to do a pass like that. It may mean if it comes to ask a shalom, we will not pass like that, but if he wants to have it, he did it. The other, that might be the move. But what does it mean? If someone comes to ask, the Balabas comes to ask the rabbi, yeah, they want you to say, Abdullah. So we will not tell him to say in the middle of the Muslim. We will not tell him to say, Baruch HaBishmiyaz. No, we won't say in the middle of the Chayri. We won't say Abdullah with Sinai. You just say Abdullah like her. But if the person went ahead and he said, Havdala, in the middle of night, in the Mokka Maharishim, Mei Mahajirin Amirsim. Mei Chateisim, then you would think the time to back another Bishma Maharishim. No, he said, Hepsik. He said, Hepsik. I imagine that according to Rav Meisher, that you say Havdala in the middle of night, in the Shnabi, you have Shakachan Antara Marta Estecha? You also have some Yusuf that we say. We say Havdala in Chani Adas, and we say, Yusuf, Shakachan Antara, there is Shnitzin over there. Quite amazing after we learned it, and it should fit in with Mayan and after Rock. So we thank you for giving us Shabbos, and giving us the weekdays, and today is the beginning of the week, so you should sit over there. So make a place that you should not do in Israel, that you should buy the money to Shema Nesha, even if the deal would not be like Rav Meir, absolutely, after we've been here to Mark of Rav Meir, why is that asking? Why is that asking? What's the right? Say, after Chanan Tavu, on Wednesday night. But now you should have done Wednesday, so it's after Chanan Tavu, not Thursday. It's a hefsik. So you saw it's a hefsik. The machlekes we learned, we discussed machlekes, the tag and the machaber. If a person says, now what do you have it tonight, the Mishmanesim? Tonight is not your Shredish. The machaber says, not a hefsik. So there's a short way to get through. And the person says, you're short way to get through. There's a shriya. But he says, do you have, yeah, we have to give you a red, you have to have a red. And then he says, you have a shakhodish as there. That word, so that's a hefsik. The hefsik destroys the hefsik. But the time you felt the beauty, so let's just say, I thought I'd tell in the middle of the week. It's a true, very nice. I mean, the Chacham, you have the Machaz to say, but you can't say that that's a Hefsik. So what do you want to say? That the Yevet is a person will say, what does he mean? What does he mean? The Yevet is someone will say, I'm going to do the Mezim, and not do the Hefsik. Learn my beauty, and the Hefsik pays for the Hefsik.
I'm
telling
the
kid to do it again. I'm
going to do it again.
You should back to tell him not to do it again, no? Namajirimus, usually Namajirimus means that the other is not there. And how can you say that the other is not there? He's going to come. That's what we're going to tell him. Yeah. But what you have to say that the other is not Namajirimus, he doesn't have to say how very much he has hurt. That's what it means. When he goes to the Sheikah, he said, I've done it between the ones, so he can have done it again. That's what it means. He won't say, I've done it again. Maybe. Maybe that's it. That's what he said, I've done it. Well, I'm going to try to make my third shot, but he said, he said, separate Kiddush, he said, I've done it two different records. Maybe he can have done it for that Sheikah, but it was, he said, I've done it between the, he's only two, I've done it again. In our last room with that man down there, so what if he said Abdullah was still in the wrong place? So we just say, what, he goes to Abdullah, so he doesn't say Abdullah first? Or he said, no, wrong place and wrong place, and I get to Abdullah, so he got to say Abdullah. Maybe that's what it means. It's, well, my dream of the Abdullah, we would say that we would say, like a blazer, and then if you think Abdullah first, otherwise, let's try to say it to the Abdullah. Of course, he's ready. I don't know. The terminology, that's what it says there, or not, in another Gemara. Whenever it says halacha, or it says matin, or it says mirin, the terminology is trans, those are the terms, because that's what the rabbis mean. Halacha means Hashem of the Tirkah, we publicize it with that halacha. Matin means what Hashem of the Tirkah, that if someone comes to us to say, I will not even know the fasting, and the mirin means that the other one is not. Yes. No, that's what I'm suggesting possibly. No, but if Rashi is dealing with the terminology, that the word mirror means that the mirror is unique like that. But I'm asking, what is the mirror unique like that? What do you want it to be? You want it to buy the rubbish and the mercy? Yeah, even if it didn't be absolutely right like I said, it's still not going to die yet. The price is not worth a life, and it's me, so I have to come out there in the middle of the week, you don't have to die the night. Even if the price is the Balaam on there, and he's going all the way, he said, yeah, we have in the middle of the week, he's not going to finish my life, but he's just going to be on my shahari shahari, he hasn't said it. That's right, if I have to come out there, he's not asking you to say anything to him. So what's wrong if he said, yeah, shit. So what's wrong if you have it on $100 in the middle of the night, and you weren't supposed to put it together, and she has to say, hey, I lost that letter, I feel like it's over. But what does that actually mean, at least? That's what I'm suggesting. Maybe. Rashi knows, I'm not saying, like, the sheep that gets rid of it is, and you kind of follow it, and you correct what you're after saying. Rashi didn't say it. Well, Rashi looked at what the terminology means, and that statement straight from other than others. The other says, mirroring, the meaning of, you don't pass my letter, but the other, right now, you're in the, that's what we want to say about it. So I'm just basically having this thing over here. So I'm suggesting based on that tomorrow, I'm going to ask. Do you have different suggestions?
The
thing that supposedly doesn't have to stay over the corner after. Yes. When you're saying
you don't have to
stay
over the dollars that you're getting on the phone.
That's
not a head.
I mean, I
don't
have to
say
that. What do you mean you have to have better? Do you have to have anything that's not to have better at all?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's to say it's the most part. I don't know when it's going to be up in
the world. It's not that much better.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's not wrong. It's losing his worth of like we said.
You can
have
the more. That's the question. You're not going to wake up to that until the end. So the end is right before the mission. I don't know. No, that will make you up to the end. So the Gemara has three versions over here. Regarding what did that miracle and say over here? Did he say hello? The Torah what is it? When you answer for the Torah Shabbos, we say we don't accept it. We don't pass like this. But then there's one version there, so when you answer for the Torah Shabbos, we follow up later in Shita. We pass like that later. That you say hello in the middle of Brady in the same place where you would normally say hello. Later in Shita, we don't pass like that in public. You got it to go to Adam, where people will figure that out. But if anyone is, it's anyway, probably we were talking to them like that, but we better not talk to them like that in public, because this was a very random on a normal Mitzvah Shabbos. The first sheet, even if yes, we shouldn't tell them that, because that's not the Dima Hatsura, but we have to believe it like that. So Ron now wants to know which is the more correct version of what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Ron says, I'm not there, and the cousin of Pir Barab, the third version is probably the best one. Why? Because Pir Barab was more of a daikon than other people. Mr. Hazelberg, they had to memorize everything. His mind that the Persian Alpha wasn't allowed to be written down yet, they were only not in a later generation. So he says, the daik, Rukamish Maitu, Mikuma Demara Shapir, he's very careful to Hazelberg, the name of the man Brahmar, to recover the Pumba, he said, just like Rukhava was very medactic. Regarding the name of the Mandama, certainly he was also very didactic. What is Rechava? What is Rechava the name of the Kashim? What is the name of the Kashim? The one that says famous about Rechava that he was medactic. The Amma Rechava, Amma Rabbi Yudha Rechava once said, Rechava once said, he didn't have to miss the Kashim of the Kashim. It was Mr. Rechava. Never Rechava, but he didn't have anything. So he once said, the name of Rabbi Yudha Harabai Stav Kafal Haya, while his Stav was named Stav. That statement has nothing to do with us at all. What do they want to quote from Rechava? The Rashi points out there are two interpretations over here. So the simple translation of the words of the Gemara are, I don't know which is the simple, Rashi has to. The one shechet is that this statement of Rechava regarding the structure of the Harabais, that there were two rows of seats with the people to sit, start coughing. With Mimi Stav, one row of seats inside, it was a semicircle, the other semicircle was bigger for the people to sit there. So one version is that when Rechava said this over, he said he's not sure whether this was in the name of Rabbi Yehuda the Tana or Rabbi Yehuda the Amor. So just like a priest of Rechava from the people was very Medayik, and he said I was fake of the gavel, in more place than other assistants, fake of the gavel. You know, I say it, I myself am not sure what the tradition was, but it's this person or this person, so too, this appeared by Lavin, was also very Medayik, and he was forever very carefully. So what exactly was the true stuff? Very over the time, like Rechava was doing potatoes with allergies, but he's just like Rechava was careful. Very Medayik, and if he wasn't sure who the Madonna was, he would give you all the possibility of either A or B. Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, or Rabbi Yehuda the Amaria, so to appear the Rabbi was very medactic for all the accurate to what Rabbi Yehuda said. That's a different thing, but fake of the Gavra, we now call it the anonymous system, fake of the Gavra. That's why Rashi doesn't like that shot. And Rashi says no. The Gavra doesn't say just like Rechava was medactic and fake of the Gavra, who the name of the Bam Mandala, or so to appear the Rabbi, even at discussing who said it, we're discussing what the Rabbi Yechon is saying, because our Rachel did the same, nothing to be saying near him, nothing to be saying, nothing to say. So Rashi Taylor said it with a figure that we're calling Rechava from Pimbedusa, that is Medayik on the Lashon, on the Lashon of what he said, not how he said it. So Rashi has a different shot. Instead of saying the Lashon that it says in the Mishnah says that there used to be an Ekhtabo, on the Harabai. That's the Mishnah Hebrew. And the Russian of the Amorayim, instead of calling it Kitzpabo, he calls it the stuff. We're trying to say part of the Harabai, but they had the seats for the people to sit down on. So, and the reason didn't mean Mark, I have a Amorayim of the Russian, that bro, you have to say everything. Exactly the thing what the Rebbe said, even in the language. Unless the Rebbe spoke Yiddish, the Talmud must speak English, you have no prayer. You have to translate. But whenever it's possible, to the Marshals, you have to say every rebellion, even to the extent that the Machlokes in the first name, Mishnah Nevius, to what extent they have to say every to the Parson. Oh, learn from that Mishnah Nevius, even if the Rebbe mispronounced the word, the Talmud must have to mispronounce the word. The Mishnah says that, or the Talmud Hashmad, I'll tell you, Here was the Talmud Hashmai, the Italian, and they were either Gerim or descendants of Gerim, so they couldn't pronounce Hebrew normally. So they couldn't pronounce a hey. Couldn't pronounce that. I think they're certain Russian though. They can't pronounce that, they pronounce a hey like a hey. So they, Shmai Batan couldn't pronounce a hey, so they would pronounce a hey like an aleph. So they would say, in my shiva, also in the Sunday. So that the healer would also heal it to us to mispronounce the word, and say that it represents in motion. But he said, Monet in motion, Pesel Thomas. But the Mishnah quotes what he said, that he mispronounced it because they never mispronounced it. Never mispronounced it. That's what about the neural lecture. The Chai Balaman of the Lab, where you have to transmit the material accurately to the extent of mispronouncing the word. The role of God on that mission of disagrees with the Baltimore and the other operation, that doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to get involved in it. No, he says it means a different thing.
Well, he
explains when Shmaya Vapai is spoke, they knew in advance that they couldn't pronounce in A. So they're going to say in. We're going to say, A, my shoes in place of the sun, which sounds like my shoes does not fight the other group, but then that's the same thing. In my shoes, in the shoe of the in, my shoes in place of the sun, but they couldn't pronounce the name. So in my shoes, so that people should not misunderstand what they said, so they added on an extra word, Malay. Malay in my shoes, because the gesture would say, in my shoes, sounds like the same impossible, so they added Malay. But here, though, there are a few people. They're going to pronounce him with A. So what does it mean to him to say Malay? He could have said, hey, my shoe, that's not what I'm going to say. But he's remembered because of his speech. He's got a performance. Add on a word here, Malay. So he will also add on the word Malay. But at least he said this next time. You're not telling him that he should mispronounce a word, that he should say something that's not grammatic. Let's try to say the next word here. Malay. He said the next word here. That's what he's going to say. But I'll go find everybody agrees that has a word of the Russian now. So he wants a Rashi for that's the Pshat. Chavo, he said, well, there's something in the name of Rav Yudah. So Rashi says, this is Rav Yudah on earth, it's not Rav Yudah at the time. Somebody was careful to say, I'm not sure whether it's Rav Yudah or Rav Yudah at the time. No, that's cool, but I don't know if that's something else called fake of the Gabbard. You want to hear business called fake of the Gabbard? The Lord says, the guy who got a Schmeitzer, he was a guy from saying over the country, not like, those people in North of Dalek, knowledge of Schmeitzer, to say, well, actually, to hear them on down the road. No, but what we need to say here was that he was a doctor, that fulfilled his takana of Chayron, one of the Russian rabbi, not mistaken the fact that in the Mishnah, he came to this is called Yitzpavo. In Israel, it's spelled in a different language. Israel, because it's spelled, the one who thought it's better to speak the Shmai's language. That's what Rasa Reiki, when he used to say this year, he used to give his biscuit, he used to have heavy, sometimes very heavy, technical terminology. He says, I'm not sure, and this is how it is. I'm a Mayus in Akiyum, very technical term. In your language, you can get away with that heavy artillery, with that heavy light. So the Mayus says, Chai Varam Lai, not the Russian rabble, that the more correct word is that the Talmud should say that we're exactly in the way we understand. If that Talmud will understand, that's the Shah. If that Talmud will understand it for you, you see the purpose. But if the Talmud will understand, well, let's say, say, well, we're Chai Varam Lai, not Russian rabble, then we explain to the Talmud what the language means. So that's what the Gemara says, just like Rehoboam and Mubarak, they used it to Koresh and Skrub. Because that's where he read this book, and he didn't use the Mishnah, he used it as Tabra. So it's in the future. Akhir Barabi was more Mubarak, Akhir Barabi was more Mubarak, he said, well, Rabbi Yechani said, then you have a contemporary. So what's not my Rehoboam over here? From one of the three versions, so he says, the more correct version is, that the Rehoboam that he said, Abdullah, in my the Rehoboam would be. Rav Yosef says, I don't know, I never heard of any of this. Rav Yosef lives in Babel. All these people are coming from Eretz Yisrael. These are men, real Eretz Yisrael, they come around. They're the same with Rav Yosef. There are three versions of Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, I live in Babel. I don't have the real tradition of Eretz Yisrael, but in Babel, he recites the Nusach of Havdalah that was composed by Rabbi Shmuel. I never heard of any of these versions of anything. I remember Rav Yosef said, oh, the Rabbi Shmuel, you got it. I know from Rabbi Shmuel that the Kima one, my Genisa, the Bava, the Nisakin, a gem of the Kima, my Genisa, and the Bava, a gem of the Kima and Bava. When the Nisakin, like every Eno, Hashem, or a Kena, if Mishnah takes Kecha, in the middle of the first block, the middle block is the block of Kiddush, and you include also the block of Havdalah, in the middle of Kiddush, like we mentioned, in Maran, and I would start with the Kiddush of Havdalah, it's a Kharinian, What do we mean? It's Kiran Magalisa the brother. The Mashiach does the Hanukkah. the Russian Congress, he composed a Nisa Chatsuna, the Tzimtzum and Baruchai, the Nisa Chatsuna that Rabbi Shmuel composed, you say that Eretz Yisrael is not as that. They say that's the end of Eretz Yisrael also. What kind of a Russian is this? By the Nisa Chatsuna. So the Russian Chatsuna, they lived in Babel, and they composed it in Babel. They composed it in Babel. So the Mashiach has a suggestion, on the Russian Chagay Nedover. What do you mean Chagay Nedover? Like, I'm doing a lot of good for the Tenecho, the Rosh on purpose, the Lord of the Tenecho, the Tenecho is Mami, he says then, Chalabay, when he's a Mitzvah, think of the Chagay Nedover. So the Mashiach said that he thinks that that is just the one from Shem Shem Goli. You're the Shem Shem Goli, if it's not the right, he says, he was the Rabboni, he's the one of the Rebbe. So that's called Chagay Nedover. So voluntary, you have to tell you, the Tzad Yisrael has volunteered on their own, but they have an additional burden. But that mushroom is called Magnus of the Bubble. So if Nisach was introduced by Rabbi Shmuel and Bubble, that he was ready on the Shemesh and Godin, and it doesn't make sense in Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole Eretz Yisrael, it does make sense. But the Chagim of Bubble doesn't apply. And you can still say that Eretz Yisrael, that you're speaking about Chagim of Yisrael at all. Chagim of Yisrael has volunteered on their own to observe the Eretz Yisrael, but those people are a little chutzlers. He says, that's the mushroom suggestion. And then when I saw Eretz Yisrael, he was learning more, he thought that that was not clear. So that's what it means, Chagin HaGavah. The Yom Tov Shem Shem Goethe, so he didn't say that that was right. He thought that it would be first the Korbanus. Chagin HaGavah means Korbanus Chagin here. What does it mean, Chagin HaGavah, but Chagin HaGavah? The Gemara says in the first verse, Chagin HaGavah, the Gemara quotes that it says, Chagin HaGavah, this is Chagin HaGavah, I love him, the Rego. Ashar Shabam, the Mechuit, the Bin, Mila Chagin HaGavah, and Simcha, all of you, and Shami Simcha, and Shami Chagigah, so what does the Gemara quote, Chagin HaGavah, voluntary Kabbal of Chagigah? It's the Chayit of Smaller, it's not a Mitzvah. So also, as you pointed out, the Gemara did it in the first place in Chagigah, and this is the quote. So Yishami, the Bible, and Yishami both talk about it, that there's a minimum and a maximum. There's a minimum called Chagigah. He didn't want called Chagigah. If you want, you can bring each person who doesn't have to bring called Chagigah. You get 100 people by together from called Chagigah, and you can wait in line with them. And the Gemara says that if a person wants to reach the Mitzvah, it says, if you read it, you read it, it's Hashem HaTzeh, Hashem HaTzeh, the Mishnah says there's a minimum of animals to come in Chagigah has to be valued. You can't have come in Chagigah with only source for a nickel or for a quarter. It has to have a minimum value. The Rabbanim. And I tell you, the Rabbanim Shem and Shir. But the Rabbanim has a Shir, a minimum now. But it's not maximum. But just like the Mishnah says, each time out and say the Kirik of Hashem and Hashem has a law. You can buy come in Chagigah to it much more. So to the more discussions, you can bring many Chagigah to Chagigah. You want to grab 100 things to bring one come in Chagigah. If I can afford it, I should bring 100 Korbanos Chagigah for me, for myself, if I have enough people to eat it. If I don't have enough people to eat it, it'll be amazing to bring nicer. Maybe the next year will be wasted, you're not allowed to bring a Korbanos, you should be able to eat it. But if you have enough first one, you should bring more discussion, you should bring many Korbanos Chagigah. So for me, she put the best one in $100. In the essence of Chagigah, is when this is that you will eat to bring a carbon hagigah. But for such a thing as having a brother to volunteer to bring more than a bare minimum. You can bring several carbon hagigah. That's for sure. So that's how you cost the other. But you say, I've done it. Anything. As you saw, the Chumash has the game of Eichon Nefesh. On Yantid. And Yantid is different from Shabbos, and on Shabbos, you only committed to bring an offer if there's a because message. That is bring an offer for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. If the aim of my goal is to have done that before the moon of heaven, that doesn't show you Kiddush HaChodesh. But if you didn't bring an offer for the purpose of HaChodesh, I've done it. But there are a few situations where they had to bring an offer on Shabbos. But more than that, more than Kabbalah's people and Kiddush HaChodesh, because now you're not allowed to do that. And I meant to have messed up a call, Shabbos, 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 they didn't have a head for a welcome message. The Rambam HaChumash comes up with an insight of a Chiddush, which the Rambam and the Gemara doesn't agree with. The Rambam has a Chumash, and he has a rebellion thing from the beginning of the Perek Ein Tzav. Rambam has a Chiddush that in the Torah, the Lashon of the Chumash is different. By Melocha, by Shabbos, by Melocha, and Yom Tov. By Shabbos, the Torah says, Nesaf, Kol Melocha. By Yom Tov, he says, Kol Melocha, Tavoyta, Nesaf. The Rambam says the two different things. Melocha means Melocha. Anyone who wants to have Shabbos, Melocha, Tavoyta. The Sabaita means the malachas that are normally done by the Arabim, well in advance of eating. Let's say the Eber goes and he hunts the animal, and then he brings it to the, let's say the Eber goes fishing, And then he brings the fish to the Balabas, and the Balabas cooks the fish right before she's about to sell the meal. Or the others will grind, yeah, one of the others will grind the wheat and make it into flour a month in advance. And then the Balabas will need the bread or the cake or the cookies she's going to serve. And then she bakes it. So whatever is normally done by the Balabas to sum up with food soon before you eat. That's not by definition, because that's not called melacha fayyid, it's a melacha. On Shabbos it's forbidden because it's a melacha. But on Shabbos it's a melacha fayyid, it's a melacha in the first place. Why are we prohibited melacha fayyid? Why are we prohibited? It's things that have nothing to do with eating, or even things that have to do with eating, but they're done well in advance, way before. That's what the Rambam writes in his commentary on the list. And the Rambam is in the beginning of Perek Ein Sod. And he writes, regarding grinding trimas in the left on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says, sometimes I learn to trimas and use it the right here, and sometimes have to grind it. If you grind that wheat to make flour, that's a melacha the right here, that's normally done there and it's there. Every time the Balabas wants to bake bread, so she's going to grind up the flour and grind up the wheat to make the flour, that's normally done there and it's there. So that's called the melacha the right here. It's normally done that you have there and there and it's there. But grinding up, let's say, the tsumim, as the mission says in the first period in Beis Yisrael, rule and regulation by grinding that salt and grinding that butter, standing in order to enhance the smoke of the food that you cook in that type of gummy. And the Rambam, Eric Ein Sod, says he absolutely doesn't understand one word of what the Rambam said. Sometimes it's very popular when I mention the Mishnah, because sometimes the Rambam says, how can it be that sometimes it's Luther, sometimes it's Luther, why is it Mother Shah? Places have the cloth and the Yishalmi, that the two psukim are written one next to the other, says the shmatim is amatlis, and today says you should be careful to make shmur matzah, and then it says, Acha sheyachol chazam shir rabbi yasulah, and today it's worth in Yishami, that menisha v'yelach, when you need shmur matzah from Yisha'an, so it's also Yisha'an is when you have a heter on that shit, to grind up the grain in order to make flour, that's part of Yisha, so that's why you're not allowed to grind up, or to go catch the fish, or to go hunt the wild animal, that's doesn't fit in the world by Misha, but if you want to figure out how close it is to the final product, that would be the equivalent of Kodim Misha. It would be the equivalent of Kodim Misha. But the Misha doesn't have a debate, the Rav and the others have a debate whether this Misha of the Misha is a real Misha Gemara, or a telling us not to be on this idea that he needs a Misha here. It's not like it's Misha Chonach, but the Rav Kodim Misha is a Misha de Raisa or a Misha de Rabban. But the Rav says he doesn't understand the Rambam, he's afraid to pick on one Misha. So that Tochel is sometimes helped the Gomer and sometimes in Misha Deraisa. How could it be? Tochel is Kodim Misha. Either it should always be awesome in our Torah, or it should always be awesome with the Rabbanah. But say sometimes there is no Rabbanah, sometimes Luther, you can't understand. This is a famous Machlaika tradition. Rashi in the Sugi of Hayyam, in Masechet Tzachim, seems to interpret that this is a Machlaika Tzachim. This Machlaika is the Ran and the Ramban as to the nature of the Heser of HaMadish, whether the Yisim Menach and Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same, except that Alem Riyan Nacha Heser. However, on that Shemel, the whole definition of the Yisim Menach is different. That I Yom Tov determined never prohibited in the first place, Menach, and so on, prohibited Menach, and so on, later. So now she catches up the whole Shtisel of Yomar and Perek in the Raisin, that this is the Machlech of Rabbi Rav Yisim. And the Maskara, the Ramban there, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Rashi, the Ramban explains that this is really following the Machlech of Hatamai. You start off with Machlech as the Ramban and the Ram. What's the nature of the Heter Echonim? The Rashi learns that it's a Machlech of Hamelon. Then the Ramban and Mohan is on Tzachim and Abnim Chesed. This is the Machlech of Hamelon and Erosion. When you have Shabbos and Yom Tov next to each other, whether it's Bishach or the Shtek Bishach. That's the Machlech. How in the world can it possibly be Bishach? What's the connection? So the Ramban writes in the left Heter, towards the very end of Hilchot Erosion, the Ramban writes that when you have Yom Kippur, but yes, it never happened. When you have your kid bechal on a Friday or on a Sunday, the Rambam says, you know me, she can munch a kid shop be a meal. And your kid can throw that on a Friday or a Sunday, then everybody would agree that your kid and Shabbos would be Kishach. Why should it be Kishach as a henshach and not Kishach? You cannot make a separate Erev and Kulin for Yom Kippur and a separate Erev and Kulin for Shabbos. No, they have one next to the other. But why should everybody agree? So the Rambam understood, and so the Rambam also understood. Although you shouldn't agree with this Rambam, that Hasrei was said that whenever you have two Yom in the Kadosh and one next to the other, it should be one Kishacha. The Beis Hashmashi says the first day, she says it's a Yisrael for both days.
So whenever you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos for the Yisurim and all that identical, that does not have to have an Upshan either. Even though the details of the world are different, I mean, Kippur doesn't listen to church when a Shabbos is a Muslim to eat. The opposite, but that's not, that doesn't affect the Yikin Kedusha for Lech. The essence of the Kedusha for Lech is determined by the nature of the Yisur Melacha. So Shabbos and Yom Kippur with the Yisur Melacha is Shabbos. So everybody agrees that it's possible to say that, so I'm sure so they all agree that it's Kedusha. Yom Tov next to Shabbos, Yom Tov falls on Friday and Sunday. That's a Machlokes HaTanaim. It is one by state the Machlokes of the Ramban as Ramban. The Rashi says this is the Machlokes. Whether the nature of the Yisur Melacha on Yom Tov is the same as on Shabbos, or you say, yeah, the nature of the Yisur Melacha is different. On Shabbos, it's not the Melacha, on Yom Tov, it's only prohibited in Melacha Tavayim. That the nature of the Yisur Melacha is different, then the Kedusha Tayyam is different. The different Kedusha Tayyam, they can't say Kedusha Achaz, they can't say there's the Kedusha that continues to it. But the Ramban says, of course, what Rishi Parsa, the way he says, he says, I know he said, we all get past him. The Ramban says, it's all given that we pass each day Kedushas, so you each day Kedushas, but they cannot blend in together. Why can they not blend in? And Kippur and Shabbos can blend in. He says, because the nature of the Yisurim is different. I'm going to tell them that Asad Malacha. How are you Asad Malacha? Shabbos next to Yom Kippur is Kedushas, because the Yisur Malacha is Shabbos, and the Kedushas Hayam is Shabbos. But he says that Yom Kippur next to Shabbos is more task than the Halacha. Kabbal the Kippur, like the old four Talon, that the Dumas and the Shabbos Kedushas. Because the whole nature of the Yisur Malacha is different, because the Kedushas Hayam is different. The Ramban Shita and Chomish, and on the Gemara in 8:7, according to the Ramban Shita, this is confirmed by the fact that we pass in that it's Shteik Bushi.